Let's go to Ukraine and Joseph Lindsley. And Joseph, we hear that today you are in the Carpathian Mountains again at a riverbank. What are you doing there?
Yes. Can you hear the singing in the background?
Heard a little bit of it a moment ago. Yeah.
Yeah.
Who's that?
These are young refugee children from the east of Ukraine, and they are singing that song that won the Eurovision contest, Mama Stephanie. And today, on this beautiful riverbank in the Carpathians, it's a beautiful summer day. My friend Volodya Kabalo, he's a Ukrainian who works for the Council of Europe. And the Council of Europe predates the European Union. Ukraine has been a part of it for many years. And they've worked especially since the revolution in 2014, to strengthen Ukrainian civil society and democracy. And one of their projects here is they've helped the locals fix up this riverbank to give access to nature. And today they're having an event for families that have been taken away from their homes in the east. They're now living in this small mountain village, and they give them a nice afternoon. They're wearing traditional costumes, they're singing songs, and it's just a day to, in the midst of war, to give the children especially some nice moments of joy, like what summer used to be like before the time of war.
Joseph, do many Ukrainians go to that area now?
Yeah, in fact, I'd say it's a bit more crowded than it's ever been. I mean, usually Ukrainians would, you know, many would go to the Black Sea, especially if you're from the east. But it is, it's people come here seeking peace. In fact, at the guest house where I'm staying today, there was a guy from Kyiv, and he was on the way to collect his daughter at the Polish border. And he decided to stop by the mountains just to get some energy. And he told me, I said, well, why? So his daughter and his wife are living in Germany. I said, so well, why are you bringing your daughter back? He's going to bring her to the mountains for a week for a camp, because he knows that she misses her home and doesn't want her to lose that connection. And he said to me, you know, only now in war, he says, you know, he's speaking as a citizen of Kyiv, the seventh biggest city in Europe. He said, we realize that we've had the perfect country. We have the scenery. We have, you know, low crime. We had a lovely society. And now we really realize that. Before the war, Ukrainians would want to go to Egypt or Greece or drive to Vienna for a holiday. He said, now I don't want to leave. And that's why he's bringing his daughter back for a week.
Hmm. You don't know what you've got until you lose it.
Yeah, exactly. And he said, you know, for a while, many people were moving back to Kyiv, but now there's a sense that it's become too dangerous again. And so those who are in Germany and other countries, the women and children, are now, they're staying away. It's too dangerous.
Joseph, let me share a couple of emails and texts that have come in for you. Here's one that says, the next time Bob has Joseph on from Ukraine, can you ask him about what type of relief organizations are helping local residents? World Central Kitchen is one such organization, among many others I've heard about. It would be nice to hear from him how these organizations are making a difference, or if they are. Joseph?
Yeah, there are many organizations, and I think it's in keeping with Ukrainian democracy, which is not top down. It's sort of from the bottom up, especially since the revolution here. And so there's a multitude of organizations, and there's really been amazing cooperation. We've seen with our small, you know, group of volunteers, Ukrainian Freedom News, we have worked with a 501c3 based in Washington called United Help Ukraine. There's another one called Help Ukraine 22, another American organization. World Central Kitchen, I think it also was started by a chef Chef Jose Garces in Washington, and they help people all over the world. World Central Kitchen, I see their presence all around the country, and their presence is really a sign of one of the tragedies of this war, because Ukraine is one of the most abundant, produce countries in the world. I mean, they it's the largest country totally within Europe. They can feed themselves, and the fact that you need to have World Central Kitchen come here to help feed people shows you just not only how bad it is, but what a waste all this is. You know, you have these fields in the east that are on fire, and you have produce that can't be delivered. And so, World Central Kitchen is one of the many groups that have come here to very effectively to help people.
That's good to hear. And yes, that is a tragedy, what's happening there. And you'll like this message. Hi, Bob. Here's a great story for you and Joseph Lindsley. I started talking to a gal at our local Hallmark card shop. She was looking at the Ukrainian flags and other merchandise that benefits the war effort sold, and she said she was Ukrainian. I suggested she start listening to your radio segments. Turns out her daughter and future son-in-law are both Notre Dame grads, and they plan to check out your wonderful conversations with Joseph. How about that?
That's a nice synchronicity, meant to be.
Yeah.
Welcome to the audience.
Well, Joseph, go ahead.
If anyone wants to help, we do welcome support at UkrainianFreedomNews.com.
And we'll post that information along with Joseph's reports at WGNRadio.com. I hope you manage to have some R&R time over the weekend, and we'll connect Monday.
Thank you, Bob, and you as well. And yeah, I get energy in these mountains, and these little kids, the girls that were singing, are waving goodbye to you all right now.
So. That's great. Send us a picture. And
all right, thank you.
Take care.